Welcome to another edition of Jeep in Motion, the feature dedicated to highlighting developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program. Today we focus on infrastructure works taking place under the Jeep component of the Major Infrastructure Development Program, the MIDP. Work is being done under the Jeep component of the MIDP to keep communities connected and to create safer roadways for residents. The project involves road repairs, repair and construction of retaining walls, drains and sidewalks, and is being implemented in all parishes across Jamaica. Member of Parliament for Eastern Westmoreland and State Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister, Luther Buchanan, is looking forward to having roadways in his constituency rehabilitated under the project.
For my MIDP project of Jeep, it would be that I have to get the road between Lennox Cross and New Roads Crossing fixed. It is referred to as the Stonehenge Road. It is in a deplorable state. It is a major link between Lennox, or I'd say the town square of Darlaston, Hopetown, Newmarket, to some extent, and New Roads. It is heavily used. It is difficult to navigate in its present state, both for motor vehicles and pedestrians.
Rehabilitation work should begin in eastern Westmoreland in short order.
When the road is completed, it is supposed to be a superb stretch of road.
Nine projects have so far been proposed for St. Mary. Two of these projects will also get underway before long, while the others are nearing completion. The projects include construction of gabions, retaining walls, bushing, cleaning of side drains, hot mix patching, and road rehabilitation. Road repair works are underway in sections of St. Catherine.
In southeastern Catherine, Garvin Mead Block A is being totally rehabilitated. The works involve dirt excavation, formation, base work, and priming. It will be overlaid with asphalted concrete, and the U-drain will be cleaned.
Senior Communications Officer at the National Works Agency, the NWA, Colin Morrison. Infrastructure projects under the Jeep component of MIDP are being managed by the NWA.
In southwestern Catherine, Marley Acres is being carrying out drainage construction, constructing a U-drain and reinstating the roadway using concrete asphalt.
In northeast St. Catherine, a total rehabilitation of the Duhaney Drive Parish Council Road is being facilitated through the project.
The scope of work includes overlaying sections with asphalted concrete, construction of asphalted concrete cross drain, construction of concrete cross drains, construction of U and V drains, and construction of an R&R wall.
Senior Communications Officer at the National Works Agency, Colin Morrison. Jeep is one of the government's strategies to counter chronic unemployment among some Jamaicans, particularly those in lower socioeconomic groups. Jeep also provides employment for persons with special needs, as well as those with low skill levels. The Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, Jeep, is now in its third phase, and already over 40,000 Jamaicans have received employment under the initiative. That's it for today's edition of Jeep in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, Jeep.
I'm Mario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablet's there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.